We begin with our top story, coming off the back of a record-setting rally following a series of dovish central bank meetings. Jim Bianco of Bianco Research saying this: the Fed cannot randomly pick some day and cut rates. If they do, and the market thinks it is not serious about inflation, sell bonds. Fed dovishness only works if the market is convinced inflation is not a problem. Right now, it's unsure. Jim joins us now for more. Jim, are you unsure?
Yeah, I am. I mean, if you look at the markets, we've got the so-called everything rally, except one thing has not been rallying with the everything rally, and that's been the bond market. It has been kind of meandering unchanged, especially if you go back to before the Fed meeting. It hears the Fed wants to cut rates. It looks at the data. It sees stronger data, higher inflation expectations. It also sees the Fed upgrading its inflation and economic growth forecasts. And I think it's wondering, is this a good idea for the Fed to be cutting rates? Because if they're not careful, they could cut rates. And if the bond market's thinking that they're unserious about inflation, we could wind up with higher yields, not lower yields. I think that's what we saw last summer. When the Fed stopped raising rates on July 26th, the market was worried it was unserious about inflation. We were at 390 on the 10-year note. 90 days later, we were over 5%. Before it started to really believe that the inflation numbers were coming down.
You said last year that disinflation was transitory. Jim, you said that. You came out very early on and said it. I wonder, Jim, what you saw at the time that led you to believe so.
Just looking at the data, you're right. I mean, I was looking at headline CPI, and it has bottomed June of 2023 at 3%. And if you look at the data going forward from here, especially the March data should be very strong. And you're probably not going to be below 3% until the fall, if not the earliest, unless price of crude oil collapses down to $50, then you'll get there. But short of that, you're not going to be below 3%. And what I saw was just that the housing data was staying stickier than everybody thought. The wage data was staying stickier than everybody thought. And in oil and energy prices, which matters for headline CPI, was also not really declining to the extreme that everybody wants. And I think that's still the case as we move forward.
When is it going to be something that the bond market wakes up to? Because right now, it hasn't been a material sell-off. And frankly, bonds have handled this pretty well.
Yeah, they've handled it well, you know, over the last couple of weeks, which I've said it's been unsure. But of course, the 10-year yield started the year at 388, so it's up about 40 basis points for the year as we end the first quarter. The other problem or the other issue in the bond market is everybody's bullish. Everybody thinks that Bloomberg had a story basically about, you know, we're back in the curve steepening trade again. Everybody's losing money in that trade, but don't worry, it's going to be a good trade to wind up making. And that's really what the bond market is dealing with, is a lot of bullishness right now, but data that is not supporting it. So it's going to take some time. And I think if the data continues to come in stronger than expected and the inflation data stays hotter than expected, the bond market will eventually turn towards higher yields.
Well, this is really something that we were talking about with Sanal Desai. And she said that she still likes duration, actually. And the reason why is just because of the wall of money. And it's clear that there's so much liquidity in the system that's got to go somewhere. And the ball of money is just going into every risk asset as well as bonds. How do you argue against that, that that's not going to persist?
Well, it is going to persist until the wall of money ends. And really, the biggest driver of that wall of money has been central bank policy. Now, I know they're doing QT, but they're also having their reverse repo facility roll off. I know this is a bit wonky. That's money that's outside the financial system that's getting pushed into the financial system that is creating more liquidity. That's within a couple of weeks to a month of ending. And then all of a sudden, I think the liquidity situation in the bond market or in financial markets generally is going to start to turn lower. And that wall of money is really going towards where it's treated the best, and that's cash. It's, you know, we've seen $1.5 trillion go into money market funds, and they just keep booming to new highs. And why shouldn't they? They're the highest point in the yield curve. And that forward-looking thinker, Tom Keene, has now got a quadruple-levered cash fund. And so I think he's got the right idea when it comes to where you should be.
That's right. He had his European tour last week celebrating. Jim Bianco of Bianco Research. Jim, it's good to catch up, buddy, as always. Just to recap some breaking news, if you are just joining